Would you turn with me tonight to John's Gospel, John chapter 10. Let's look at this. This is very, very familiar scriptures to you Bible readers. Emma, I need God's help tonight, and I desire your prayers. We really do. These are scriptures you've heard many, many, many times. You've probably read it many times in your Bibles. Verse 1 of chapter 10, this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, and they know not the voice of strangers." Let me say to us right there, I'm not through right yet. There are many voices in this hour. There are many voices. We had better be careful to the voice that we listen to, that we give heed to. There are many, many voices across this land in this hour. We had better know the voice of God. Amen? Amen. But Jesus didn't stop there. It says, "This parable spake Jesus unto them, but it said, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them." Now look at verse 7. It says, "Then said Jesus unto them again." In other words, what Jesus is saying right here, he had already spoke to them and told them. He had already told them about thief, about robbers, and about strangers that they should not follow, and about knowing his voice. He said, "My sheep shall know my voice, and strangers they will not follow." But they didn't seem to understand. "And then said Jesus unto them again." He's going to put it a little bit clearer. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." He said, "I am the door of the sheep." He said, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers." He said, "But the sheep did not hear them." He said, "I am the door." He said, "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." He said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." He said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." He said, "I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep." I'll just stop right there. I want us to look back tonight to verse 10 I want to take my text there. Very, very simple text. Where it said, the thief cometh. The thief cometh. The thief cometh. Come on. I want to tell you, I don't like a thief. I don't like a thief. I really don't. If I got anything that anyone would want or need it, and they needed to borrow it or whatever, if they would come to me and talk to me about it, I'd probably loan it to them. I just don't like for nobody to steal from me. Amen? I don't like a thief. I really don't. Even back home in our little town of Jersey there, it just consists of two little convenience stores and a post office, a very, very small town. Very small town. One of the owners one morning of the store was going in. He probably coming in around 5 o'clock or so like that. And normally what he would do would go into the store and cut the lights on first. He'd begin to make the coffee for the customers that was going to be coming in, because he knew that a lot of them would be wanting a cup of coffee. But that morning in particular, he pulled up and to his station there, and he noticed that there was a van that was parked already at one of the gas pumps. So the first thing he did when he went into the store was he cut on the gas pumps so that they could go on and be pumping gas. And then he began to flick on the lights and make the coffee, and he looked out the front of the store. And the guy that was in the little minivan was already driving off and pulling out in the road. He run outside, hoping that he would get the tag number of that vehicle. But when he got there, he had a piece of cardboard over the tag so that he couldn't get no tag number. That guy, when he pulled up there to get that gas, he knew he was going to steal that gang's a thief. A thief. A thief. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, it hadn't been here too long ago in broad daylight. Me and my wife, we was at a Walmart, a shopping center in the parking lot. Broad daylight. There was an elderly lady that got out, and she was walking with a walker. And she had her purse hanging on the side of that walker. And there were two young men in a red vehicle come down beside her, driving along very slowly as she was coming across, come by, rolled the window down, reached out, and snatched her purse. She began to holler and began to scream. We could hear her to the other end of the parking lot. She was saying, "Stop them. Get their tag number. They have snatched my purse." I want to tell you, they came driving down by us, and Arlene broke and began to run after the car. I said, "Stop, Arlene." I said, "Come back." I says, "Anybody that will steal will kill you." Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me. I mean, a thief right there in broad daylight. Come on, snatching a purse from a handicapped individual. I'll tell you something, church. I remember years ago, Brother Leon Buzzard preaching a message where he said that the lion has come out of the thicket. Come on. I'll tell you something. The devil is bold in this day and hour that you and I are living in. Come on, church. Help me right here for a little while. I feel like that God has laid this on my heart right here for this service right here tonight. I'm talking about a thief. There are some of you right here on the sound of my voice. You know what that it is. You might have had your home broke in. You might have had your automobile broke in. I don't know what might have been broken. It might have been your place of business. But a thief, my friend, came by. You know, the police officers down home, I know them pretty good. The deputy, the sheriff, in a lot of them guys down there, you know, that patrols, and they tell me, they say, "Preacher, normally the first place a thief will break in, they will come right in through the person's front door." Come on. If I was going to break in the house, and if I was going to go in anybody's house, and I don't intend on doing it, I believe I would at least go around to the back of the house and climb up and get into a window. Come on. But to go right through the front door, come on, help me right here. I don't know how it is right here around Columbus area, but back home, we are having a lot of stealing. I want to tell you, there's some that will pull up in vans. They might have some writing on the side of it. They'll watch that house. They'll watch that home. They'll know that them people are going to work. They'll know that the children are not there. And they just broad daylight, they'll back that van right up to the front door. And they'll enter right into that house. Come on, help me. Some of them has even got security. And the alarms will go off, and then the police will come. But I want to tell you something, my friend. They don't mind doing it, and the neighbors around, they'll just think it's somebody there, that their neighbors is buying something. Somebody's coming to pick up something, or somebody's coming delivering something. But all the time, it is a thief. Come on, help me right here. This breaking right in broad daylight. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a while. I found something here a while back, and I jotted it down. And it tells me, a little article. It says 4 million people caught shoplifting each year because of the rate of shoplifting. It causes the merchant to have to raise the price of their merchandise. And because of this thievery, my friend, it affects me and you just like it does the owner of these businesses. We are all touched by a thief. And we are all taxed because of a thief. Come on, can you say amen? I believe it was my wife that come in this afternoon that said her and Sister Sharon had went to some store around here and said it already right there too had been got caught for shoplifting. Probably wasn't even able to do nothing with them. Come on, can you say amen? But a thief, come on. I said all of that to say this, my friend. What bothers me in this day and time is the devil has got so bold. And the devil has become so brass. He can walk right in the house of God. Come on, and he can steal from the children of God right in the midst of a service. He can steal from them right in the midst of revival. Come on, can you say amen? Right when camp meeting is going on, the devil will walk right in among us and he will steal from us. Come on, praying and seeking the Lord today. I want to tell you what scares me about the devil. Come on, I know some of the tactics of the devil. I know some of his tricks. I know some of his trades. Come on, I want to tell you something. The Bible lets us to know that he is able to transform himself into an angel of light. Come on, help me right here. That's where we'd better have the Spirit of God. That's where we'd better have the power of God. Come on, when he's able to transform himself into an angel of light. And there are some of you right here on the sound of my voice. You know just as good as you are seeing this preacher right here behind this pulpit that there has been some that's come right in among churches, my friend. There's been young girls that's come in and got dedicated boys. Come on. There's been young men that's come in and they have got dedicated girls that was giving their heart and life to God and they were able to transform themselves into an angel of light, my friend. What was it? All the time it was a thief, my friend, of making his way in and the weaseling his way in to be able to pull somebody out and to be able to take somebody out. Come on, church. Come on, pray for me right here tonight. I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight in this house. But all the time, it was the thief coming, my friend. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, God of heaven, pray. Why pray? I'm a feel the Lord up here tonight. I'm a feel the Holy Ghost up here tonight. And I feel, you never thought He'd pay you a visit. You never thought that He would ever come. There's been a many a home. I was a praying and seeking the Lord. And I feel like the Lord began to deal with me about three things that is under attack in the day and the hour that you and I are living in. And one of them is the Word of God. Come on, our country. They no longer want the Word of God. They no longer want to hear the Word of God. Give me something that will appease me. Give me something that will agree with me. Give me something that will tickle my back. Come on, help me right here. Give me something to just make goosebumps run up and down my spine. I want to tell you something, church. The Word of God is under attack. Come on, can you say amen? But not only the Word of God, but it is our homes and our families is under attack by the thief. But it's not only that, the church of the living God is under attack by the thief. But thank God Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, my friend. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here, and I've just gotten started in this message. Come on, I believe I'm talking to somebody right here tonight. You know what it's like for the thief to pay you a visit. But you see, the most common place the thief will come in is the front door. The front door. In church, don't you think just because that we are holiness, that we are exempt from the thief? Come on, come on, come on. Help me preach, help me preach, help me preach. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, help me. I want to tell you something. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do one thing. You don't have to do nothing to provoke the thief of yourself, come on, of your soul to rob you. All you've got to do is just to make your goods and your possessions available, and the thief will be right there to take them. Come on, for some reason or another tonight, I feel like I'm losing you, but come on. But then again, I feel like I've got your attention. Come on, help me right here for a little while. Could there be somebody right here tonight that is under the sound of my voice that the thief has come by and he's paid you a visit? Come on, but you didn't give him no attention, my friend. Come on, help me right here for a little while. And all the time, as the old saying goes, he was a robbing you blind. You never dreamed. You never thought what was a transpired. You never thought what was a taking place. Come on. I want to tell you, when he begins to transform himself into an angel of light, you will say, how can anybody that nice, how can anybody that good want to rob and want to steal and want to take from me? I've known a lot of them that has gotten caught, my friend. I want to tell you, they might have been dressed in a suit of clothes. Come on, help me right here for a little while. And we'd have never dreamed of some things that was going on. Come on, can you say amen? In business, it matters. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I don't know why in the world I'm right here on this right here tonight, but nevertheless, I'm here. I want to tell you, there's been some that's been caught back home. I want to tell you, we'd have never dreamed. You know what we said? I'd have never thought that individual would have been doing that. I'd have never thought that would have been going on. I'd have never thought that they'd have ever done anything like that. But what were they doing? I tell you what they was doing. They were transforming themselves into an angel of light that we'd have never dreamed that they'd ever done it. Come on, church. I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling an urgency right here tonight. I want to say that one more time. I'm feeling an urgency right here tonight that we had better beware. If there has ever been a time, church, that we had better be in communion with God. We'd better be in communion with God in this day and hour that you and I are living in. Come on. Every little voice that says, Lord, Lord, my friend, is not of God. Come on, can you say amen? How can you say, Lord, Lord, and do not my will? How can you call me Lord and then not obey my commandments? Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something, church. There is a thief loose that is out to kill, steal, and destroy. Help me while I preach. There's been a lot of women and men and young men and young girls that the devil has come in and he has affected their testimonies. Come on, come on. Can you say amen? Help me, help me. I tell you how I always preach to my people. And I tell you how I always preach to my young people. I won't preach to you any different than I preach to them back home. I really won't. I really won't. If the person you are liking and the person you are going with, if they're not pulling you up and affecting your testimony, I tell you what I'd do. I'd cut them off and leave them alone. I don't care how much they tell you that they love you. I don't care how much they tell you that they care. Come on, can you say, I've always put it this way. There's one thing about it. Love can wait. Come on, charity suffereth long. Love can wait. Come on, can you say amen? But I want to tell you the devil, I've seen enough of this. Come on, my wife knows what I'm talking about. I've seen a lot of our young girls that I'd have never dreamed but a thief would come right there among them. I would try to pray with them. I would try to warn them. I'd try to tell them, you'd better take heed. You'd better wait. Come on, help me right here. But we've got a younger generation this day, my friend, that is very, very impatient. Come on, they feel like if they're not married by the age of 16, come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me right here, that they're going to just be an old maid. Come on, can you say amen? I'll tell you what, just because that young boy will come in, or that young girl will come in, and they might pray a little while. I tell you what you'd better do. You'd better wait upon the Lord, and you'd better try them, and you'd better try the Spirit of the Lord. I tell you what I've always told I was back home. You'd better wait long enough till they get good and saved, and they get good and sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and then it wouldn't hurt to wait a little while longer. All I tell you, church, there is a thief out there that is up to no good. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight. I'm a feeling the anointing of the third person of the Godhead right here tonight. That's wanting to help somebody right here tonight in this house. Oh, help me while I preach. Come on, church. Come on, church. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God. No wonder Jesus speaking in John also in 14 and 30. He said, and now I will not talk much with you. He said, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. In other words, Jesus was letting them know that the prince of this world cometh. In other words, who is the prince of this world? It is the devil himself. Call him what you want to call him. You can call him Slewfoot. Come on, whatever you want to call him. I'll tell you what he is. He is a thief, my friend. Come on. He might be very subtle. He might be very sly. He might be very cunning. And he might be very crafty. But all the time he is a thief. Come on, can you say amen? He stole the many of them. He stole their salvation. Come on. He stole their justification. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight. I really am, my friend. Come on. I want to tell you something. I feel like the Holy Ghost is speaking to somebody right here tonight. Hey, listen, ma'am. Listen, sir. You don't need to let the devil steal from you. The Lord is helping you right here tonight. He's letting you to know that there is a thief out there that's wanting to take your victory. He's wanting to take your joy. He's wanting to steal your soul. Well, y'all can help me preach. Help me preach. Help me preach. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 8. You can quote it. I can quote it. It says to be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I want to tell you, just because I'm preaching, and just because I've been saved for a number of years, and just because I've been preaching a number of years, and just because your pastor's a preacher, and been saved for several years, and been preaching a number of years, and just because some of you, it's no sign the devil's give up on you. Come on, help me right here. Help me right here for just a little while. It is no sign the devil has given up on you. Come on, help me for a little while. Come on. For some reason or another, I'm a feeling the Spirit of the Lord is a dealing and a working right here tonight among us. I really do. I feel the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I want to tell you something. Job was not exempt from this. I want to tell you what the devil, he come to God, said, what about your servant Job? And God, just me putting in my own words, said, well, what about Job? Come on. I believe I can try him. I believe I can get him to fall. I believe I can get him to bow down. I believe I can get him to come down to me. I want to tell you something. God let the hedge down on Job, and he let the devil to try Job. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. But did you know what Job done? He kept his integrity, and he looked to God. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here. And Job even made a statement. He said, the thing that I feareth most hath come upon me. Come on. What was it? The thief has come, and he has paid me a visit. Come on, but I've held on to God. I found that God has been true. Even though I might be tried as fire, I shall come forth as pure, sweet Lamb of God. Oh, come on, help me right here. But for some reason or another, I'm a feeling somebody right here tonight, under the sound of my voice, the devil has come, and he's a paying you a visit, and you're wondering what in the world is a going on. Come on, I want to tell you something. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me, ma'am. Don't let the devil blind your eyes. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight is wanting to help somebody here in this house. Pray, church, pray. Pray, saints, pray. Listen, church. Listen to me, saints. It is not normal. It is not normal for an individual to sleep. Come on. Come on. When they know that a thief is coming. It's just not normal. It's not normal. Come on. My wife can just hear strange noise in the night. And she'll awake me and she'll say, what was that? Come on. What was that? Come on. Come on, brother. Oh, help me right here. Help me, Holy Ghost, help me. Come on, but the devil is coming in so subtle. He's coming in so cunning among us that we really don't know and see what the devil is doing. Come on. Isn't it strange that when things begin to happen, other people can see it before and better than we can? But yet the devil goes to working. Come on, help me. The devil goes to working. He says to you, you don't need to listen to what he's got to say. He's telling somebody right here tonight, you don't need to listen to that Georgia boy. You don't need to listen to that country preaching. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, my God, you just disregard me out of the picture. Forget about my face and everything. But I tell you one thing you'd better listen to, and that's the Spirit of God and the voice of God. This is speaking to your heart. Come on, church. Help me right here for a little while. And today I thought about, no wonder we see so much in Mark's gospel. I believe that it is. And I jotted the scripture down just for the sake of time. 4:14, it said, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside, for the word is sown. But when they had heard, it says, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Come on. In other words, they might pray through on Sunday night. Come on. And they might be back Wednesday night. But then the devil cometh, the thief cometh, and he tries to steal, he tries to take that word. right away from them. Come on, church, help me right here for a little while. Oh, come on, oh, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the Lord right here. Now, I really am. I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight in this house. I'm a feeling the good Holy Ghost right here tonight. But the greatest fear among a lot of the saints of God is that they never dreamed that they would become cold. They never dreamed that they would become indifferent. And they didn't realize what was going on all the time. They didn't realize they was going to get in a lukewarm condition. They didn't realize they was going to be in that lukewarm state. Come on, help me right here spiritually. But what happened, my friend? I want to tell you what happened. The thief cometh. Come on. When God was to, wasn't it? The word wasn't going forth. The word was a going forth. It was going forth with love. It was a reaching with compassion. Come on. But the thief cometh. And he takes away the word that has been sown. Come on, church. I wish y'all would help me for a little while right here tonight. I wish y'all would pray for me for a little while right here tonight. I want to tell you something. The devil would love to steal this service. The devil would love to steal this revival. He would love to take away from us. Come on, help me right here. But did you know what I'm a feeling here tonight? I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost, my friend. That's a dealing and speaking with somebody right here tonight in this house. Listen to me, young man. Listen, young girl. Don't let the thief steal from you. Don't let the devil take from you that that God has given you. I really am. I'm a thing of the Lord here. Come on, church. Yeah, pray. Pray. That devil is so subtle. He would love to just come right in among us. Come on, hit me. I don't want to get out of my place tonight. I know my place. I really do. I know my place. I do. I know what it is to pastor. I know, and I'm knowing what it is to evangelize. I really am. But I've heard so many that have said the devil will never steal and take my standard. The devil will never steal and take my convictions. The devil will never come and steal and take away my beliefs. Come on. Help me right here. Come on, if you've ever prayed, church, pray right here. He'll never come. I've heard it said time and time and time again, the devil will never come and steal and take from me. Come on. I've known some that live just as good as you live right here. But today, my friend, they're finding themselves away in another church. Come on. Why? Because the thief cometh. He cometh. Come on, help me right here. Oh, Lamb of God. Listen to this preacher right here. I know, I'm smart enough to know that a standard is not holiness. I'm smart enough to know that. But I'm also smart enough to know that holiness will produce a standard. Come on, did y'all hear me? Come on. And I know what the devils are saying. And I know some of the devil's talk. Come on, help me. I've heard it before. Come on, help me. Well, you don't need to be a judge. You don't need to judge me. Don't be quick to judge. Come on, we're not judging you. You're judging yourself. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, if there's ever been a day, if there's ever been a day that we as individuals need to set in judgment on ourselves, it's in the day and the hour that we're living in. Come on, forget about Brother Lee and Head pointing his finger. Forget about Brother Mike Nichols. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you what we need to do. We need to set into judgment ourselves. Come on, how is God pleased with me? How is God looking at me? Come on, I want to tell you something. It's not that Brother Lee and Head said this. It's the Word of God says this. The Bible said, therefore, here, to him that knoweth. Come on, help me right here. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not. Come on, the Bible is very plain on it. He said to him it is sin. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you what's happened, my friend. It used to be sin, but now it's no longer sin. Come on, can you say amen? But what happened? I'll tell you what happened. The thief come in. Come on, and the thief is letting you to know that it's all right. You don't have to listen to that. It is the same old spirit. It is the same old serpent that, come on, help me right here, that deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, my friend. Come on. It's that same old spirit that you and I are dealing with. It is the thief, my friend, that is out to kill, steal, and destroy. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost here tonight in this house. Come on, come on, church. I want to tell you what kind of a thief that he is. This is the way the thief will deal. Come on. And don't think he won't deal with you. And I'll tell you what I'm a feeling right here tonight. I'm a feeling him a dealing with somebody right here tonight. It's not that God is not a dealing. It's not that God is not a pulling. But you've got an adversary. We've all got an adversary. Come on, come on, help me. Help me right here. I'll tell you what the devil's talking to somebody right here tonight. He's trying to trade you. You don't have to do that. If I get out of order, Brother Mike, call me down. Come on. Come on. There's nothing wrong with jewelry. There's nothing wrong with makeup. Come on, come on. Help me, help me, help me. I want to tell you, it is a devil bargaining and dealing for your soul. It is a devil of stealing from you. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, come on. I've heard it so much before that it makes me sick at my stomach. That is just man-made doctrines. That is just man-made opinion. Come on, but I want to tell you what, years ago, I want to tell you when they lived separated, sanctified, and they had the fire of the Holy Ghost, we've got to admit and we've got to confess they've got more power than what we've got right now. Come on, can you say amen? Why was it? I'll tell you why it was. The picture show didn't bother them. Come on, help me right here. The skating rinks didn't bother them. It was the farthest thing from their mind. But the thief has come in among us, and he is out to kill, steal, and to destroy, my friend. Come on, they wasn't interested in sports. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, it was the farthest thing from their mind. But we're living a generation where they know more about the sports athlete than they do about the Bible, my friend. Come on, help me right here. What is, I'll tell you what it is. It is the devil stealing your time from the house of God and from the word of God. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I could care less what the Cincinnati Reds is doing if that's what they are. They are the farthest thing from my mind. I want to tell you something, church. We are too close to the coming of the Lord to be interested in ball scores. Come on, y'all going to help me preach here for a little while. I want to tell you something. The thief has come in, and he's captivated our minds, and he's getting our tithes. Come on. He's even got some that is satisfied with saying, I'm saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost. Come on. The thief will let you say that, my friend. But has the Holy Ghost really got you, my friend? I want to tell you something. That's what I want. I don't want to control the Holy Ghost. But I want the Holy Ghost to control me. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house. We get to the place to where we think that we are smart enough to say, now Holy Ghost, you get back in yonder corner and you stay there. I don't want it like that. I want it, brothers and sisters, when the Holy Ghost gets ready to move, let Him move. if that's one thing the thief has taken from us. Come on. You'll have to agree with this preacher right here. There was more of the fear of God when the Holy Ghost was a moving and working. And I'm not saying He's not moving and working. Don't take me wrong. But I want to tell you something. People didn't go out and do things. Come on, because they was afraid when they come back to the house of God, somebody was going to be in tune with heaven and the Holy Ghost was going to reveal it. Come on, help me right here. If that's one thing the devil is a stealing from us. Come on, help me right here. If there has ever been a day that we are seeing less fear of God, come on, help me right here for a little while. It used to be a time we was questioning about things. And when we questioned things, we stayed away from it. Come on, can you say amen? But now it seems as though our conscience, we've overridden them. And we're just going right on a doing thing. It is nothing but, I know I'm preaching way too long, but I'm a feeling a burden on my heart right here tonight for this thing, my friend. I want to tell you something. What the devil will try to do, he'll try to talk you out of it. Come on, help me right here. Just like he done Eve, my friend. Come on. He says, surely you will not die. You will become his gods. And that's just exactly what I feel the devils are doing right here. I want to tell you something, church. I'm a feeling this thing is a burden in my heart.
Come on,
Lillian.
Preaching God. Preaching God. Helping God. Helping tonight, God. Touching Jesus.
He'll begin to talk. Then if he can't talk you out of it, he'll try to trade you out of it. Let's work up this deal. Let's do that. Let's do that. And then if he can't trade you out of it, I tell you what the thief will do. He'll take it. He'll just take it. He'll just take it. I don't know why I feel like I feel right here tonight. But you're here tonight. And you're under my voice. And you know. You don't have the victory that you one time had.
Come on, touching God. Help him, Lord.
Come on, come on, come on. My wife is very nervous when I make statements like that.
Oh, come on, brother.
But it's exactly how I feel right here tonight. Come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. Help me right here. There is a pull. Come on, there is a pull. Come on, from the world. Come on, help me right here. And the devil would love to come in with an undercurrent. Come on, help me right here. And to put into the minds of the people that these things are not wrong. Help me right here for just a little while. Come on, but I want to ask you the question. Have you got as much a fire of God as you one time had? Have you, come on, help me right here for a little while. Are you being quickened by the Holy Ghost like you one time were? Do you have as much liberty as you one time did? Come on, has a thief come in among you? Come on, help me right here for a little while. Is he trying to talk you out of it? Is he trying to trade you out of it? Or is he just reaching out tonight trying to take it from you? Come on, help me right here for a little while. You know what I'm feeling right here tonight? There was a time, come on, with preaching like this. It's not because that Brother Leon Head is a dude. You'd have done been up from that altar, been around that altar. You'd have done been up out of that pew, and you'd have been around that altar because you want to keep your conscience and you want to keep your heart pure before God. But now, my friend, the devil is so loose among us. The thief has come, and he's come right among. Come on, help me right here for just a little while tonight. But I want to tell you what. How are we going to overcome this thief? I believe that I've got a prescription. I believe that I've got a remedy. I believe James give us a prescription. He said to submit yourself therefore to God and to resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come on. That's what somebody's got to do tonight. You've got to submit yourself to God. You've got to resist the devil and the devil will flee. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house. How are we going to resist him? Come on. Come on, church. Come on, church. I don't know why in the world I'm going to preach like I'm going to preach it, but here I am. Here I am. Brothers and sisters, listen. We have gotten to the place that we begin to compare ourselves among ourselves.
Right. You got it, buddy.
Come on. I'm just as good. I'm just as good as that one. I'm just as good as that one. We begin to compare ourselves among ourselves. I tell you what. As good of a sister as I think Sister Sharon is, as good of a sister as I think you are, as good of a brother as I think some of y'all are, as praying people as y'all think you are, I got utmost confidence in you, Pastor. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to compare. As much as I love you, Brother Mike, and I know this is probably going on tape, CD or something other, I'm not going to compare myself with you. And I don't want you to compare yourself with me. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to compare myself to the Christ. I'm going to look to the Lord. I'm going to compare myself with the Lord. Come on, I want to see myself as He sees me. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. Come on, I know that there's biblical convictions, and I know there's personal convictions. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for just a little while. But when we begin to override the Word of God, I'm here to tell you something, my friend. We are asking for trouble. There is danger down the road. Come on, can you say amen? I don't know why in the world I'm going to say it. The devil's a painting you a pretty picture. He's a setting some things before you. He's a promising you a lot of things. But listen to this preacher right here tonight. If you don't hear anything else I said, I don't know what the devil's a promising you tonight. I'm here to tell you on the authority of God's holy word, He's not able to fulfill what He's a promising you right here tonight. It might be a bed of roses. Come on. There's a lot of young girls out there tonight, my friend. Come on. It's got legitimate children, my friend. Come on. Help me right here for a while. Why? They lost their virtue. They lost their purity. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. The thief cometh, but to kill, steal, and destroy, my friend. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling Holy Ghost here tonight in this house. Come on, I'll tell you what I'm a feeling. I'm a feeling old time revival, because Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. That's what the Lord is wanting to give tonight. He's wanting to give us life. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory right here tonight in this house. How are we going to resist Him? I'll tell you how we're going to resist Him. We're going to resist Him through prayer. We're going to pray. We're going to keep right on praying. Come on. I have prayed when I didn't even feel like praying. Come on. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. Help me, help me. But when you are praying, that's how you are resisting the devil. But not only are we going to resist him through prayer, we're going to resist him through praise. Come on, help me right here. I'm going to begin to praise Him for what He's done. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something, church. I don't know about you. I've got so much to praise Him for. I'll never get caught up on it. Come on, help me right here. And you're probably right here tonight. And you might be in the lowest valley that you've ever been in. Come on. I want to tell you what. If you're walking in that valley, lift your hands and begin to praise Him. I'll tell you what I do. I believe I'll just lift my hands and walk right out of that valley. I believe, come on, I wouldn't let the devil steal the victory from me. Come on, you come on. You might say, oh, Brother Lynn, help me right here. Hell, glory to God, I'm a feeling Holy Ghost here tonight. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm going to say it one more time. I'm a feeling the Spirit of the Lord is a pulling on somebody's heart right here tonight. Come on, I tell you what I do. I'd forget about everybody was here. I'd get up on my feet. I'd get down here around this altar. I'd begin to give God praise. I'd begin to give God glory. I wouldn't let the devil steal me out there. I wouldn't let the devil rob me from it. Come on, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost here tonight in this house. I'm preaching too long. Pray, wife. I'm fixing the clothes. I'm fixing the clothes. I feel like. And when the thief come, and when he come a knocking at your heart's door, and you felt like you was whipped down,
I tell you what I'd do. I'd get a hold to a promise of God. And I'd hold on to the promise of God. It's been quoted here in this revival several times. Where he said, "Lo, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world." The thief. The thief. The thief will get us to the place, come on, where he will make us believe that nobody loves us. He'll get us to the place where he'll make us believe the church doesn't even care. That's a thief's business. That's a thief's job. But it's your job to submit yourself to God and to resist the devil. And he'll flee. He will flee. Somebody come on, get a song. Somebody come to the piano. Somebody get a song. I could preach on and on. I'll tell you something. I am angry at this thief. I am getting tired of seeing that thief come in. Come on. And bringing confusion in the church. God's not the author of confusion. But bringing confusion into God's people. And among God's people. Come on, church. It is nothing but the devil. Well, I know the devil might not get all the blame. That, come on. He might not deserve all the blame that we give him. But he deserves enough of it. The thief, while everybody stands and no one's looking around. The thief cometh. He cometh. But to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus come that we might have life. That we might have it more abundantly. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Shadeville, Church of God, listen. As much love and compassion as you have in your heart, as much as you have in the body of believers here, I know the devil well enough that he would love to slip right here among you and begin to take and to steal. Come on, come on, come on. I tell you what, if there's ever been a day, church, I don't know why in the world I've ended like this. I really don't. But if there's ever been a day that we need to be drawing nigh to God, we're in that day. I don't know what the election holds. I don't know what the economy holds. But I do know the one that holds my hand. I feel the Holy Ghost right here dealing with somebody. I really do. These altars are open. These altars are open right here tonight. Come on, church. Obey the Lord right here tonight. Let's give the Holy Ghost right here just a little time. Let's give the Holy Ghost right here just a moment. He's just speaking to somebody right here tonight. He's speaking to someone right here tonight. I'm not trying to prolong anything. I'm really not. I know you're hardworking people. And I know you probably, some of you, most of you have worked hard today. But let's give the Holy Ghost a little time right here. Just let Him speak. Just let Him work. Just let Him deal. Just let Him draw. If you feel your need to come around this altar, open your heart to God. Forget about me. Forget about others. It's you and God right now. You and God. The thief cometh. The thief cometh. I've dealt with a lot of them that's got regrets. I wish I'd have never done it. A lot of them just got scars. I wish I'd have never done it. But what happened? The thief cometh. If y'all want to sing, sing. The Holy Ghost is in this house right here tonight.
Satan, the Holy Ghost is in this house. A pretty picture of riches untold.
See,